We're getting ready for March Madness, and many people enjoy the office gambling pool in a really healthy way. It's fun, but there are many for whom gambling is anything but fun. 80% of American adults gamble on a yearly basis. 3 to 5 gamblers out of every 100 struggle with a gambling problem. As many as 750,000 young people ages 14 to 21 already have a gambling addiction. Over 400 million people each year demonstrate signs of a gambling problem, according to the World Health Organization, and the problems continue to rise. With us to talk about this issue is Les Bernal. He is the national director of the organization Stop Predatory Gambling. It's a social reform nonprofit based in Washington, and he's a frequent guest on the show. Good to see you, Les. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the opportunity to join you this afternoon.
This is always a topic that is on top of my list because this is one topic that I changed my mind about. And you, Les, changed my mind on this because I thought to myself, what's wrong with gambling? What's wrong with the lotto? What's wrong with going to a casino and having a casino in your city? But there are some serious problems. Can you tell us a little bit about just some bullet points as to how bad the situation is, other than what I already said in my introduction?
Sure. Well, I thought those facts that you said were damning. But from your listener's perspective, the overarching idea here that everyone needs to understand is that the legalization of commercialized gambling, both in Illinois and the United States, has failed. Right. So when we talk about commercialized gambling, we're not talking about, you know, the office Super Bowl pool or the March Madness bracket in the office or with your friends. Like when we say gambling, In the gambling industry, deliberately blurs all forms of gambling together. They kind of make a suggestion that all that, you know, the March Madness bracket is the same as you playing slot machines 6 times a week, or now online gambling, which is coming into your living room or your bedroom, where people are literally making 100 bets a day and losing everything. And so this is a, you know, commercialized gambling in Illinois and across our country. Like, this is a government program. So, like, we're talking about online gambling today. Like, that's the big emphasis because that's everywhere and it's hitting young people especially hard. But, like, in Illinois today, like, they're selling $50 scratch-off tickets in low-income communities across the state. Like that's a government program. And so when we talk about commercialized gambling, like, there's an app. What makes it different than every other business in the world is there's an adversarial relationship between the gambling operator and the citizen who's gambling. And by adversarial means, like, they only succeed is if you lose. Like, they're trying to take you down. If you go to dinner, you go grab something, grab a pizza, grab a beer someplace, like, that person, they're not trying to destroy you. They're not trying to take every last dollar from you. So that's what, and underlying all this is, like, this is a government program. So your own government is doing everything it can to turn you and your community and your neighbors, your loved ones, into major financial losers. That also causes incredible addiction in families.
And, you know, I think a lot of people don't understand gambling addiction. They understand smoking, they understand food, they understand drugs, alcohol, but they don't understand that gambling is a true addiction. Can you just tell our listeners how bad it is and how serious it could be? Because some of us say, like, I don't get it. Doesn't make sense to me.
So that's a really critical question, and I probably should have even led with that, is, like, gambling addiction today, this isn't me saying this. Like, this is the science in America saying this. In 2013, the American Psychiatric Association put out what's called the DSM-5. That stands for the Diagnostic Statistical Manual, and it's like the fifth version of it. So it comes in every 10 years. Hospitals use it. Your doctor's office uses it. Health insurance companies use it, and so on. And it, essentially, the nickname for it is the Mental Health Bible. It's how we diagnose mental health problems in our country. Today, they identify gambling addiction as severe an addiction as opioids, cocaine, and heroin. So, like, this product is so intense. It's a known, dangerous, and addictive product, and we advertise it relentlessly. In the middle of the day, you know, kids are watching TV, listening to the radio, on the internet, they're advertising, young people getting exposed to all this. Like, that's why this is an extreme product. The impact that these extreme forms of gambling have on your brain is the equivalent of those hardcore drugs like opioid, cocaine, and heroin. And no one, you don't see people advertising those types of hardcore drugs. Yet when it comes to commercialized gambling, we advertise it relentlessly. And the last key stat I want to share with your listeners is and this is true for all forms of commercialized gambling, but the most extreme business model is for the online business. So 86% of online gambling profits come from 5% of the gamblers, okay? For brick-and-mortar casinos, up to 60% of commercialized gambling profits come from addicted gamblers. And for lotteries, roughly 70 to 80% of gambling profits come from 10% of lottery players. So, like, the entire business model for commercialized gambling is based on cultivating addiction, you know, creating addiction, and then exploiting the hell out of it till, you know, people literally lose everything. And no one steps in to protect you. So the gambling industry, and as well as state officials, they'll stand up and say, oh, you know, we regulate gambling. You know, we regulate this product. No one's regulating it to protect you or your family or your, you know, anyone, your listeners. Like, they're not protecting you. There's the state's regulating this, and I put that in quotes, just to make sure that it's getting its fair cut of the profits. Nobody's regulating it is saying, are these advertisements deceptive? Are these gambling machines safe to have in laundromats across Illinois like you have today? Are these extreme forms of online gambling safe for young people to be exposed to? And the definitive answer, the science tells us, is no.
So here's the thing. I mean, we constantly hear a casino is going to be good for Chicago. It's going to bring revenues in. The lottery funds our schools. It funds our highways or what have you. And but it's taking major wealth away from people. And I would imagine, and I don't know the statistics on this, you can tell me, it's not taking really money away from the wealthy people. It's probably taking money away from people who are not so wealthy.
Yeah. So to put some real numbers on this, it's a really important question, Karen. Over the next 6 years, the American people are going to lose more than $1 trillion of personal wealth to commercialized gambling. That's gambling promoted by state governments across the United States. $1 trillion of personal wealth. If we just cut that number by half, by 50% over the next 6 years, that's $500 billion you put back into the daily lives of the American people. And as you just touched on, the bulk of these profits that gambling industry is making and states are extracting from people, it's coming from low-income communities. Like, you don't have middle-class and upper-class families, you know, buying $50 scratch-off tickets in Illinois, and largely because they don't concentrate the lottery outlets in wealthy communities in Illinois or any other state. They concentrate them in low-income neighborhoods. You know, what's new about the latest form of online gambling, which is you know, commercialized sports gambling, is that demographic now middle class? You're seeing middle class families now and upper class families for the first time being affected by predatory gambling, because for the last 30 years in America, especially in a state like Illinois, you know, the bulk of the impact has been on low income families across the state. They built the casinos and mostly in low income communities. The lottery outlets are all concentrated there. So the middle class and upper class have, you know, with some exceptions, for sure, there's definitely some people who've been hurt by it, but well, they've largely been insulated by it.
Which doesn't make sense, because those people then become, you know, dependent upon the welfare system and other resources that tax the state in turn, right? So
that's right.
It just,
right.
It doesn't.
So the line I love to say on that is 2/3 of the public doesn't gamble at all. So you pay even if you don't play. Like, you're paying. I use Illinois, and I travel across the country. I use Illinois as, like, exhibit A. Illinois has more commercialized gambling than almost any other place in the United States. Okay, it's everywhere. It's in laundromats. Okay, call them wash and wins. Okay, in rural Illinois, it's incredible. But it's the ultimate budget gimmick. Like, you know, Illinois literally has been bordering on bankruptcy for like 2 decades. And the answer is, instead of like getting our fiscal house in order or cutting government or doing meaningful things to, you know, get our budget in a good order, we're going to come up with more budget gimmicks. We're going to come up with $50 scratch-off tickets, online gambling, and all of it, like, it extracts wealth from addicts. So who do you think pays when all these people lose their rent checks, that they can't pay for health care, they can't pay for their food, they can't pay for housing? Like, who do you think pays for all that? You do. You, the taxpayer. And that's why you have higher taxes today in Illinois and getting less services because of the immense amount of predatory gambling you have in the state. That's right. The aside from the addiction it creates, as a budget revenue source, it's the ultimate gimmick. So that's why the legalization of commercialized gambling in America, especially in Illinois, has failed.
And why is it that the politicians are not responding to this? Now, I have heard in the past, like, gambling is not a Christian thing, and so it's kind of a religious right thing. But that, they're not even talking about morality here. You're talking about numbers. And, you know, why aren't our politicians standing up and saying, no, we object to this casino. We object to putting in slot machines or allowing these things to happen. I mean, wouldn't this resonate if people were educated about this?
Yeah, so you hit on one of my favorite topics to talk about. We call this the Hypocrite Hall of Fame. So across the United States, and especially in Illinois, we actually have a bunch of these guys listed on our homepage or our website on our blog, right on the homepage, called the Hypocrite Hall of Fame. And it's a host of politicians of both political parties, gambling operators, slot machine makers, you know, governors, legislators, you name them, mayors. All these people stand up and say, hey, Karen, This is online gambling. It's great for you. It's great for your family. You know, these lottery outlets selling $50 scratch off tickets. These are a great thing. You know, a new casino, the casinos for Des Plaines and Chicago. All this is great. But you know what? Guess what? I don't gamble myself. You know, I don't gamble. But it's great for you. You know, because that's what I say. It's a con. Commercialized gambling. The reason why it's illegal in our country, unless you partner with state government, it's because at its core, it's a form of financial fraud, just like price gouging and false advertising. The more you participate in it, it's a guarantee you're going to end up losing all your money. So, you know, if you and I have a friendly wager, that's something different, right? When you're up against a commercialized gambling operator, it's always known as the house. Like, it's a cliche now. We say, oh, the house always wins. What that means is, like, over the long term, you're going to lose money. So, like, here you have politicians of both parties carrying the water for the gambling industry. And they're completely insulated from it. Like, you have people with Ivy League degrees, you know, politicians saying, oh, let's bring in a casino for Chicago or any other community here in the state. Like, you know, you have billionaires pushing this stuff. And, like, they don't gamble themselves. They have stocks. You know, as if the stock market's the same thing as gambling. It's not. You're investing. And $50 scratch-off ticket is a recipe for loss.
Les, I'm going to have to cut here because we're going to the Blackhawks game, but I'm going to put your organization on the website. Les Burnell, National Director of the organization Stop Predatory Gambling, thank you for educating us.